Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Today, the weather across Israel is pleasant. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying sunny skies, while Haifa has a gentle breeze. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in, the IDF has launched its largest strike across Lebanon since the war began, hitting over 100 Hezbollah targets within minutes. Also, the Jerusalem Post noted earlier today that Lebanese media reported strikes on southern Lebanon amid confusion over a ceasefire. The reports indicate at least 4 casualties. Also this hour, from JNS, the IDF confirmed the halt to strikes on Iran, but stated that fighting against Hezbollah in Lebanon continues. Separately, France 24 reports that the US and Iran have agreed to a 2-week ceasefire. This comes as President Trump retracts his threat to destroy Iranian civilization. And finally, according to Forward, an attacker was killed in a gunfight outside the closed Israeli consulate in Istanbul on Tuesday morning. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English shared eyewitness video posting just minutes ago showing large-scale destruction in Beirut after Israel's major strikes against Hezbollah targets. Why? Net News also reported just now that the IDF struck over 100 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon in a coordinated attack, marking the war's largest strike. Shanaka 86 noted moments ago that these events unfolded under a ceasefire, highlighting the simultaneous military operations by the IDF in Lebanon. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's recent assault across Lebanon, according to Ynet, the Israeli military's largest coordinated strike targeted Hezbollah's infrastructure. This development intensifies the ongoing conflict and raises concerns about regional stability. Turning to the reports from Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post highlighted that the airstrikes led to confusion regarding an ongoing ceasefire. The situation remains fluid, with the potential for further escalation impacting civilian safety. Meanwhile, the U.S.-Iran ceasefire agreement is a significant diplomatic development. As reported by France 24, the decision comes amid heightened tensions and may offer a temporary reprieve from military actions. The agreement holds implications for regional peace and U.S.-Iran relations. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reported earlier this hour that the cost of Israel's war against Iran and Hezbollah could reach 65 billion shekels. This figure excludes potential long-term economic impacts. Separately, Israel Hayom recounted a unique financial story from 2010 involving a costly pizza purchase that has now become a legendary tale worth a fortune. And finally, Walla reports on a resolution to a political crisis with the appointment of Boaz Levy as chairman of Israel Aerospace Industries. His previous leadership in the Aero 3 project highlights his capability. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.